going to do a special broadcast this afternoon. We have a very talented artist in the booth with us, and she is Veronica Lark. Is that correct, Veronica?
That is correct. Hello.
Okay, good. And very exciting. She has a show coming up at Centennial Theater, and that's happening on February 16th. So Centennial Theater, very easy to find here in Lenoxville. And would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and your music, Veronica?
Well, I'm Uruguayan born. I grew up in Buenos Aires. I was born in Montevideo, Uruguay, and I grew up in Buenos Aires. And I've been living in Montreal, Quebec for the last almost 30 years. So I grew up most of my life here. I always have done music. I grew up with playing guitar and then to the rhythms of folk, Argentinian and Uruguayan and South American music, and I has always followed me. I did the music conservatory in classical guitar in Montreal, but I keep always a little place in my heart and in my time also mm-hmm. to do this music. And then with the years, I start to sing with the Romulo Larrea Tango Ensemble, which I'm the lead singer and with that group, and I've mm-hmm. been touring and doing different projects with them. And I always had this this songs, this music that was always there, ready for when I had the time to develop the project. Okay. That time came in 2005, mm-hmm. and originally it was supposed to be a project only with interpretations, so mm-hmm. songs that have marked my youth, my life, different influences that I was living with. Okay. But with time, I started to write my own music and my own mm-hmm. text, mm-hmm. and it gave four different songs that I have included in this first album with all the other songs that I choose. It was difficult to do the choose okay. which one mm-hmm. because I have many, many songs that with from different composers mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. Have been important into the Latin American repertoire.
Okay.
And that have been important for me too. But there's
exciting. So this is your first solo project, mm-hmm. and that the music that you're hearing in the background is from Veronica's CD, Pulsión Latina. Is that correct?
Pulsión Latina.
Pulsión
good.
Latina. Okay, that's great. So it's going to be a very exciting show coming to Centennial on February 16th, and it's a great way to spend a winter's evening. Okay, so you wrote all the songs yourself? Or?
Four of them are my compositions, and the other ones are from some great authors or composers that have done their great, they gave a lot to the Latin music
okay.
through the years.
Okay.
I'm talking about Atahualpa Yupanqui, Fito Páez, Charly García, who else I have there? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
There's some tango from Astor Piazzolla also. Mm-hmm. There's a song from Jorge Drexler, which mm-hmm. is an Uruguayan composer who had the Oscar for the best song. Motorcycles Diaries was the movie
okay.
about the Che Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
The theme, the song theme from that movie was composed by an Uruguayan, and it's kind of my own way of seeing that that song, because the lyrics of that specific mm-hmm. song talks about what you see on the other side
okay.
of the river.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that you can see.
Okay.
There can be hope.
Mm-hmm.
It can be another life. It
mm-hmm.
can be. So it's a very poetic lyrics that had, especially that song, which name in Spanish is Al Otro Lado del Río.
Okay, well, that does sound very intriguing. Okay, that's great. So you said that this is your first time at Centennial. You came before, but you didn't perform before.
I no. I came for a tour a press tour to promote the album, but this is my first time with this project at Centennial. I have been here before 10 years ago with the tango before the renovation, so I'm very excited to first of all to come back with my own project, and especially to do the show where it seems that the acoustics and the new concert hall is superb. So I'm very excited, and I just want to connect and give all that energy and that music and that feeling that that music has.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be just fantastic, and it does promote a lot of energy just listening to the music in the background here. And
I hope so. It has, you know, Latin music, maybe because it's my background, maybe it's what I was born. I think has a lot to offer in a way of different what it can give you. You can be happy, you can be yelling, you can be mad, you know, you can have all those. It has a lot of percussions in that music that give you different rhythms, that give you different ambience, and the lyrics and the melodies. The key word to have for me, or the key to have a good song, is not only have good lyrics, but especially have a melody that's going to keep in running in your mind, and it's going to make you think about something, about that you leave, that you saw, or about a show, simply if you want to see an artist, and then you have that melody that keep going in your mind, you know. I hope that I can bring that kind of feeling.
Oh, I'm sure you will be able to. And you're part of the 40th anniversary too at Centennial Theater.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anniversary years are always special, and then there's always, I'm sure that they have done a special programming for the 40th year with the special events and everything, and then it's always a good thing to make a part of a special anniversary on a place like here. You have a beautiful concert hall. I just in the mood, you know, to put my feet on the stage and be able to give all back to the people.
Oh, it's going to be great. And were you musically introduced as a child? Did you grow up with music?
I start writing, like when you start school, and guitar at the same time. When I was 6 years old, and then it was difficult because, you know, learning to write, all the, you know, the new thing of school, and then at the same time learning to play guitar and learning music, because I did learn not only to play guitar by ear, but reading the music, the whole thing. So yes, my father has been, well, he's a musician, he's a bandoneon player and composer, and my grandfather was a great tango dancer and a radio, he had a radio show for more than 30 years in Montevideo, but a tango show. He stopped at the age of 87, 86 or 87, many years. He was very, how can I say it in English? He was a man with a lot of energy. I think he gave a lot that my father has from him, because looking back now, and then I think in a way I had a lot also from him, because he was a fighter. He was someone that always looked for something good and to give, and to, you know, to give away. In my own part, what I give away is my music, is my heritage, is my my love, the things that I really, really, really care to do, I really love, which is music. And I was saying earlier today in another interview, it's a privilege today to be able to do what we love, we like.
And it's so important too to have that passion.
And yes, and it keeps you going through life in a lot easier way. Even if you have hard times, even sometimes it's difficult, even if you have moments that are but at the end, you're doing what you like, you know?
Exactly.
And that is so much, it's a privilege. I don't have another word for that, so mm-hmm. I'm very pleased, you know, to be mm-hmm. able to do that, and to do it with my own music, in a place which, yes, people know Latin music, people travel, people listen to mm-hmm. it, but it's not on the roots from here.
Mm-hmm.
That this is not the national music or the mm-hmm. music that we listen every day when you open any radio dial, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
or if you open the TV, that's not the music that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. it's twice more, you know, mm-hmm. a privilege to be able to give away, to teach in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
because you give away your culture, you exchange, mm-hmm. you fusion with what the all those years that I have been living here mm-hmm. have brought to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's for sure I'm not the same person.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an artist who's doing this music,
mm-hmm.
it is authentic, but it's with a different vision that if I was living
mm-hmm.
either, I don't know, in Acapulco or in Bogota or in Buenos Aires, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
which the way of thinking and the way of living is so much different from the one that we are living here, you know.
Right, right.
So I think it's even more, you
and
know.
I think it's a real treat for the public, too, to come and see you, because, as you say, it's not the music that we usually hear around
no,
here.
No, exactly. And the most important thing for me and my musicians, I have four musicians, excellence. I have a
mm-hmm.
pianist, which is my Cuban guy,
mm-hmm.
Percussions,
mm-hmm.
Guitar, and cello.
Mm-hmm.
And I am playing the guitar, I'm singing.
Okay.
And the most important thing for us is, of course, have fun,
mm-hmm.
which we do
mm-hmm.
most of the time, except if we mm-hmm. have some maybe technical problem or whatever, that can mm-hmm. always happen. But the most important is, after we have fun, to connect
mm-hmm.
and to have fun with the people the other side of the stage.
Okay.
You know, so at the end of the show, when I see people standing up, why, I can see the first row, you know, that are mm-hmm. going with their feet, tuck, 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 and mm-hmm. say, okay, that's good, you know. Come on, so sing with me, clap your hands, whatever. But you have to go after the show, when you go out, and you say, ah, you know,
mm-hmm.
I feel good, I have a good time. And then, I don't know, I feel like to take the first flight to the south, and then
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
keep enjoying the keeping myself on that mood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I like to be able to reach
mm-hmm.
And to do with the people there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and it's going to give people a lot of energy and really uplift their spirits, especially in this winter weather.
Yes, yes. Actually, today we're lucky, huh?
Yeah, we are. And do you have a website, Veronica?
Yes, www.pulsionlatina.com.
Okay, that's
which is how it's actually we're putting more and more stuff, because we just put it on air like 3 days ago, so
okay.
It's not
okay.
it's very, very, very recent.
Okay, so it's really up to date then.
it is up to date. It's only in English for now,
mm-hmm.
because we didn't have time to upload all the information. And then there's some sections that are still under construction, but
mm-hmm.
They can go and see some pictures of the show, read about myself,
mm-hmm.
Read about the show, the songs that are on the album, and
mm-hmm.
then have some little excerpts from the music.
Okay. Any particular songs on the album that you're particularly partial to, or one of the ones that you wrote, maybe, or...?
I love, yes, well, the first mm-hmm. one, because it identifies it,
mm-hmm.
it really talks about me, and that's that the song that I'm working on, a translation
okay. mm-hmm.
into French and into English, since it's the song that could say maybe
mm-hmm.
the most what I became after
mm-hmm.
Living with two cultures, you
okay.
know. But I, you know, all theirs that I like them all. They're there because I was happy with them. So
mm-hmm.
I just let you
Okay, that's fantastic. So, anything else that you wanted to say, Veronica, about yourself or the show? We're looking
well about myself. I think I did say a lot of things, but I hope people are going to come to discover. It's for sure that you need to, as the people in the audience, you need to do the first step, and then say, "I'm going to go and see the show." And then after that, it's my treat to them, you know. it's to me to make them happy, and then so they can share the news with other ones.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great show again. Pulsion Latino with Veronica Lark, and that's on February 16th right here at Centennial Theater. So we thank you very much, Veronica, and wish you all the luck. And we're going to hear some music of Veronica's on the CD, Veronica Lark, Pulsion Latina. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Diarios apilados y una flor cuidando mi pasado y un rumor de voces que me gritan y un millón de manos que me aplauden y el fantasma tuyo sobre todo. Cuando llamé y se ha quedado el aventuras maravillosas, descubriendo poco a poco la ciudad de mis pasados. Ciudad con sus tejas rojas, su tránsito continuo y calles estrechas, viviendo plenamente su historia y su destino. De sus habitantes. Caminando por el sendero, he encontrado a mí mismo, he encontrado la vida que yo buscaba con ansias. He encontrado mi playas con el sueño de siempre volver para poder aún más regresar, volver a esta ciudad que ha cambiado la vida de muchos, que ha dado futuro y felicidad, también esperanzas. ¿Qué será nuestro? dado la vida que yo buscaba con ansias. He encontrado